My name's Brooke Donnelly. I am the GM of Sustainability at the Coles Group and also the chair of the ACE Hub. And George, would you like to introduce yourself?
Good morning. Thanks, Brooke. George Osborne. I manage the economic development team at Hume City Council in Melbourne, but I'm also the deputy chair of the ACE Hub.
So you've got two chairs, well, chair and a deputy here. We wanted to welcome you along this morning. It's wonderful to see a great big group of people here. And it's much cooler in here than it is outside. I saw somebody biking this morning. I thought that was ambitious. a little bit about today. We have, we're going to start the proceedings with an acknowledgement of country. And I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. I extend that respect to any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who may be joining us. I also recognise their spiritual connection to these lands. And I personally recognise that sovereignty was never ceded. George, I unfortunately missed yesterday's event, but you were here. So did you want to just do a little recap of how things went yesterday?
You missed a beauty. What a day it was. Now, I don't want to create too much anxiety here, but you missed our beat. No, it was a great day. A lot of energy, a lot of connections being made. We had the log format presentations, which allowed the speakers to get into a lot more detail, which I thought was terrific. If you're on LinkedIn, like me, I reckon I spent half of my time just reading posts. Boy, we're a connected mob. It was huge. And right through last night, Chelsea, where are you? Chelsea McLean?
Where are you?
Hiding up the back as usual. I reckon she was up until about 3 a.m. posting on LinkedIn. But no, it was an awesome day and led by our keynote speaker, Yanis Potocnik, and that was an inspiring keynote on the transformative potential of sustainable resource management, backed up with a lot of statistical information and data. We learned about innovative financial strategies that can really bootstrap the circular economy. We heard about behaviour change. CMAG, great update on the work that CMAG is doing. Collaboration. I loved the fridge magnet presentation. It talked about building that social license to collaborate, and that's so important because we're all salespeople in the circular economy. Brooke assures me in 2 years' time it's going to go off like a frog in a sock.
Yeah, what do you?
But for the moment, we're still salespeople, so we do have to build that social license to collaborate. There was just so much great information. It was about practical action. It was a great day.
Oh, see, now I do have FOMO. But I'm super excited because we do have a lot on today. We've got some great presentations, including Matt Keane, who's here with us this morning and is going to step up in a moment after we've done this little intro. We've also got the Coles team here. So I'm excited about this because we're doing an innovation pitch fest today, which is fantastic. And then we are going to end the session today with some work by Sustainability Victoria on the great work being done down there in Victoria. It is worth noting that the program is going split into streams today, so please ensure you have the app because we all need another app. We don't have enough apps, so get yourself the app, download that, and you can check the program, including choosing your workshop options and for this morning and your stream choice for this afternoon. Our MC Maria Atkinson, also over here, will provide some more information on that shortly, but if you haven't already, just download that Circularity app and that will help you stay up to date. We've also got some other sessions and we're going to connect with the delegates through the meeting hub in that app as well. But importantly, you'll be able to participate in the audience Q&A through that. But you've had some experience with the app yesterday, didn't you, George?
I did. Used the app to connect with a few people. But really importantly, the app allows you to register for sessions and also to participate in the Q&A. And I even got one of my questions read out, which was like a little buzz, you know. Oh, they're reading out my question. So make sure you, if you haven't got the app, get it. If you haven't used it yet, use it. It is a great tool. The other thing is the app has a venue floor plan. That could be really important because when you get to the breakouts, they might be a little bit difficult to find. So have a look. And, of course, the app talks about the people who've got all the displays in the central hub, and I recommend you visiting with them. Now, some housekeeping points. Toilets. back left corner of this room as you look at the stage, but also out through the central hub and around behind theatres 2 and 3. Please note that we are working on reducing the carbon footprint. So the catering, for those of you that were here yesterday, you'll know, is delicious. It is vegetarian. And allergens are clearly labelled and so on. If you're unsure, just speak to one of the venue staff. And the planners, our team, Ace Hub and the planners have done their very best to manage the food service. But in the event that there is food left over, it does not go to waste. It goes to Oz Harvest. Brooke.
So we would encourage you eat lots so that we don't have to do that. All right. And last but not least, just to amplify what George was saying, you know, we are, circularity is such an important piece of work and it's such an important part of our future and really needing to, you know, build capability and understanding of what that means. So do get out there, talk about the sessions today, get on social media and tag hashtag circularity2024, take photos, you know, share key takeaways, inspiring quotes. We really encourage you to use that hashtag. A quick note also, and I know you're all going to be super disappointed by this, but we're not going to read out detailed bios today for our speakers. So do actually, you can go to the information around our speakers on the app, etc. That'll just allow us more time for discussion and questions. So go to the app. You can find out all the details and check out everyone's CVs if you're interested. I know that you're going to be super disappointed that we don't do that for you. But without further ado, we would like to kick off the event for today. And it's really